It's news.
Virgin Radio Sports Headlines.
Huddersfield Town fans will be waking up with their side top of the Premier League this morning. They got their campaign off to a 3-0 win at Crystal Palace. Meanwhile, Burnley caused a shock by beating champions Chelsea 3-2 at Stamford Bridge. Today, Newcastle host Tottenham at 1:30, while West Ham travel to Manchester United for
the 4 o'clock kickoff.
Alexis Sanchez has returned to training with Arsenal as manager Arsene Wenger insists the forward will not be sold. The Chile international sat out Friday's 4-3 win over Leicester City with an abdominal injury. So Mo Farah's finished his track career with a silver medal in the 5,000 metres at the World Athletics Championships in London. Roger Federer faces Alexander Zverev in the final of the Rogers Cup in Montreal later today. And it's the final day of the US PGA Championship at Quail Hollow. American Kevin Kisner leads the field on 7 under par with a one-shot lead.
Yes.
That's your sport, powered by TalkSport.
Thanks, sport! Virgin Radio.
We'll see what happens, shall we?
Classic tracks, new music, Virgin Radio.
I tell you now, dear listener, there's a new phone-in show in town, and it's this one. My name is Ian Lee. It's 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning. 0333 00 000. What have you broken this week? The worst concert you've ever been to? And do you hate your pet? 0333 00 000. We'll let anybody on. Very low standards here. Very low standards.
'Cause it's a bittersweet symphony that's live.
Classic tracks, new music. This is Virgin Radio.
Seconds from my heart, a bullet from the door. Helpless, I surrender, shackled by your love. Holding me like this, poison on your lips. Only when it's over, the silence hits so hard. 'Cause it was almost love, it was almost love. It was almost love, it was almost love. When I heard that sound, when the walls came down, I was thinking about you, about you. When my skin grows old, when my breath comes cold, I'll be thinking about you, about you. When I run out of air to breathe, it's your ghost I see, I'll be thinking about you, about you. We bleed ourselves in vain. How tragic is this game? Turn around, I'm holding on to someone, but the love's gone. Carrying the load with wings that feel like stone. Knowing that we nearly fell so far, now it's hard to tell. Yeah, we came so close, it was almost love. When I heard that, when the walls are caving in, but I'll see you on the other side. We can try all over again. It was almost love. It was almost love. It was almost love.
There we go. Two songs down. The next song is a hard take on me. Come on, guys. Come on. We might as well just stop after that. Because can you name me a... Here we go. This is today's phone in. Name me a song better than Take On Me by A-ha. You can't do it. You can't do it. Gatford, can you name a song better than Take On Me by A-ha?
Yes, I can. Yeah, The Sun Always Shines on TV.
Oh, get stuffed. Get stuffed. Get stuffed. What's that, London?
Nah.
Come on, guys. This is the day of the Lord. Don't go round spreading your filthy, potty-mouthed lies, Gatford. Now, this morning... Yeah. I broke a pint pot, a pint glass, and because I did the washing up last night,
and I
balanced this pint glass right on the edge of the sink because that was the only space that was left, right? And as I did it, I said out loud, "That's going to fall over and break," right?
Do you think you willed it with your voice?
I said, "That's going to fall over and break," right? And I went to bed. Yeah. And then I got up in the morning, and then I tried to do something at the sink, being a bit mysterious there for legal reasons,
yep,
I knocked the pint pot over, and it smashed.
You're like one of those soothsayers.
In very much so, in many, many ways. Yeah. So the big question this morning, this Sunday morning debate, is what have you broken this week, Gatford?
Well, at the slab outside my front door.
The slab? What do you mean? What do you mean a slab? Yeah. Well, like a morgue?
My front door's a bit high.
What?
So I asked my landlord to put a slab in, because of the nine-toe thing.
Sorry?
And then, so, and this week it's broken, and I think it was me.
What do you mean hang on a minute. What do you mean your front door's a bit high?
Well, you know, it's like a step, and then, you know, like, it's a bit off the floor.
Yeah, front doors are a bit off the floor. No front door is on the floor.
Really?
Yeah, no front door. Everybody has to step up into their home. I wonder what's in that extra sort of 3 or 4 inches, though, that we never get to see.
Well, yeah.
So you broke...
That's where the...
You...
Yeah, well, I think I broke...
What? No. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I'm not. The phone in is not, what do you think you broke this morning? I'm sorry to impose strict rules. The phone in is not, what do you think you broke? The phone in is, what have you broken? 0333 00 00 00. Also, can anyone name a better song than Take On Me by A-ha? I just don't think it's possible. 0333 00 00 00. That should get you going. That'll wet your whistle.
Radio. I know the score at the back of my hand. Them other boys, I don't give a damn. make or break.
I would suggest they're suffering from little man syndrome. They just keep... It's just bragging, isn't it? It's just bragging. Oh, I've got this, I'm a commander, I'm a pop star. All of that. Oh. We get it, guys. You're men. Okay, cool. We got it. Don't give a damn. Swearing as well. What would their mums think? Outrageous. So... I hate to break it to you guys, but there's a new phone-in show in town. It's this one. Every Sunday between 10 and 1, 0333 00 00 00. I'll give you stuff to talk about, but you're also welcome to call in for absolutely anything. Morning, Scott!
Morning.
How are you, Scott?
I'm fine, thank you.
What have you been up to, Scott?
Today I'm going to see my nanny Dot.
Hey, you're going to go and see your nan?
Yeah.
Fantastic!
She's made cheeses and sausage rolls.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't nan. Here's the thing, Scott. You hold on to your nan as long as you can, because both my nans are long, long gone. But nobody can cook like a nan, can they?
No, they can't.
My nanny Jennings made the best ever fruit pies. They do what? Sorry, Scott?
She does proper chips.
Proper chips, you see? Proper chips. My nanny Jennings, Scott, did the best ever fruit pies, and my nanny Peg did the best ever roast potatoes.
Yeah. And Norwich played today as well.
Who's playing?
They were hoping they win.
Hang on, did you just mention a sport there, Scott?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to cut you off because we don't talk about sports here. No sports here, Scott, I'm afraid. But thank you for the call. Morning, Eddie.
Morning.
Morning. Can anyone... What was your nan best at cooking?
Oof. Oh. Scones.
Scones, yeah. Scones. You see, this is it. Nans. If you've still got your nans alive, go and give them a phone call, because I miss my
nans. You always regret not keeping the recipe or trying to get the recipe.
Yeah, exactly, man. Eddie, what have you got for us this morning?
One thing about the video, the song, the best song, I would say Video Killed the Radio Star.
Hang on a minute. We are asking today, can anyone name a song better than Take On Me by A-ha? And you're offering, sorry, did you say Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles?
Yeah.
Is this a prank call? Is this Noel Edmonds doing a Gotcha Oscar? What a ridiculous suggestion.
I think it depends what era you come from.
What a ridiculous suggestion. Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles, Eddie. You're a lunatic.
another thing as well, so hey, I'm going to be in trouble later on. You were talking about things that you've maybe broken this morning.
Yes.
I dropped my coffee cup this morning on top of my wife's iPad.
Oh, there we go. That's the most expensive so far. You are joking, Eddie. Is it? I'm assuming it's cream crackers.
No, seriously, and she's not even up yet, so she doesn't even know about it.
Have you done the thing where you bury it in a bowl of rice? Because that sucks out the moisture.
That doesn't stop the thing being broken, so it's the glass is broken.
Oh, you cracked it? Oh, Eddie, you really are a failure at life, Eddie. Thank you, Eddie. I appreciate that. He's cracked the glass as well. I thought it was just wet. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. What's an iPad these days? 500 quid? Can we beat that? Has anyone broken something more expensive this week than an iPad? What was your nan best at cooking? I like that one. And can anyone seriously name a song better than Take On Me by A-ha? I don't think so. This is Ian Lee on Virgin Radio.
Classic tracks. New music.
Virgin Radio.
Virgin Radio.
I'll fight sleep with ammonia. And every morning we fight so bad. I miss them for the tears they shed. But I'm actually good. Can't help it if we're tilted. I am actually good. Can't help it if we. I am actually good. Can't help it if we're tilted. I am actually. Help it if we're tilted. I miss profiles and mended souls. Trample over beauty while singing the thoughts. I match them with my euphoria. When they said you should prefer good to but I'm actually good, can't help it if we're tilted. I am actually good, can't help it if we. I am actually good, can't help it if we're tilted. I am actually good, can't help it if we're tilted.
Nous et la man, on est de sortie. Pire qu'une simple moitié, on compte à demi-demi. Pile sur un des bas-côtés comme des origamis. Le bras tendu pareil, cassé, tout n'est qu'épié et clié. Enfant bizarre, craché dehors comme par hasard, cachant l'effort dans le griffoir, et une creepy song en étendard qui fait.
Virgin Radio.
No, sorry. That sounded really camp. I didn't mean it to. This song has inspired a new phone-in topic. Songs that are bigger than the films they came from. This is a good one, right? Am I right? This is from Rocky 3, isn't it? This is Rocky 3, right? The one with Mr. T, which wasn't a particularly good film by anyone's... Hey, did you read the story in the week that the football man, Michael Owen, has only ever watched 10 films, and 6 of them are Rocky films, and his favourite is Rocky 4? It just gets more and more ridiculous. So, songs that are bigger than films, right? I'll give you Eye of the Tiger, bigger than Rocky 3. Moon River? Who knows what film Moon River comes from? Anyone? Anyone? And also The Look of Love. Oh, in fact, the films that Moon River and The Look of Love come from both star the same person. So it's almost like a quiz. We're also trying to find a song that's actually better than Take On Me by A-ha. Kyle's on the line. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Ian.
It says on my screen here that you've got 3 songs better than Take On Me by A-ha.
In my opinion, yes.
Well, let's see if your opinion is calibrated correctly. Let's go.
Okay, well, I'd say Hey Bulldog.
By the Beatles?
By the Beatles, yep.
Okay, let's. I'll tell you what. I'll pander to your whim and listen to the other two. Although they're probably going to be pony as well. Yes.
Well, get ready to eat those words.
I don't know that one.
Go on. MacArthur Park.
I was singing MacArthur Park loudly yesterday as I was mowing the lawn.
That song.
Yeah, it's not. It's a pretentious, silly song. One of the worst that Jimmy Webb ever wrote. But let's try. Oh. Lee, you've got one more. You've got one more horse in the race, Kyle. Let's see.
Wichita Lineman.
Thanks for calling, Kyle. I mean, Wichita Lineman is a great song, and we lost Glen Campbell this week. Great song. I tell you what, though, it ain't a patch. I know which one I'd rather be singing out of Wichita Lineman and Take On Me by A-ha. Can I just say, by the way, me asking what was your nan best at cooking, it loads of you on Twitter, at Ian Lee, at Virgin Radio UK, have said, you know, nan was best at scones and pastry and one mashed potatoes. Quite a few of you, including Hippie Churchill, it's brought up some trauma. Just trying to find the start of his thread. My nan was good at cooking nothing. I used to cry when I was told we'd have to go round her house to eat. She used to produce boiled potatoes that were grey, bacon fried in water. We ate belly of pork and, worst of all, brawn, pig's brains in jelly. All prepared in a kitchen next to the cat's litter trays. This is horrific. In a house where the cats never left, the windows were never opened, and mothballs were used liberally. I hated going there. And then a few minutes later, there's another tweet. My sister used to cry too. I thought it would be a fun throwaway topic. I didn't mean to create and bring up trauma. I'm sorry, guys.
Sometimes you need to be alone.
It don't matter now.
Shut the door, unplug the phone.
It don't matter now.
Speak in a language they don't know.
It don't matter now.
Well, I don't think about that stuff. No, I don't think about that stuff. It don't matter now. Castle out to sand.
It don't matter now.
Well, it won't last and it won't stand.
It don't matter now.
But with a suitcase in your hand.
It don't matter.
Well,
now.
I don't think about that stuff. No, I don't think about that stuff. It don't matter now.
Did it.
on through the crowd.
It don't matter now.
Change your name, you won't be found.
It don't matter.
Well, I don't think about that stuff. No, I don't think about that stuff. It don't matter now.
Virgin Radio.
literally did not know that she was singing the word zombie in that song, Zombie. I mean, how was I supposed to know? Excuse Chico. We're talking things your nan was best at cooking. What have you broken? Songs that are bigger than films and songs that are better than Take On Me by A-ha. It's a heady mess. 0333 00 00 00. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Ian, is it?
Yes, it is. Is that Dave?
Yeah. Hello. Is this your first time on the radio?
No, I've been doing it on and off for about 15 years.
All right, well, you've got lots of enthusiasm.
I'm very, I'm full of spunk this morning, Dave. I'm very enthusiastic.
Oh, that's good, because I need some help.
Go on, buddy.
I know this isn't strictly a relationship show.
It's not strictly.
But I've got a question for you.
Yes, David.
I've got a decision to make between two very important women in my life.
Yes, sir.
And which do you think is the most attractive trait?
Yes.
One of them is a very good dancer.
Yes.
But the other one has got an incredibly high pain threshold.
I would say the dance. Go for the dancer, Dave.
Yeah, but she moans about having headaches and...
I would always go for the dancer. It seems simple to me. Morning, Craig.
Morning, Ian.
Morning, Craig. I think I'm breaking Virgin Radio this morning. I've just got a feeling that I've crashed it.
Good way to do it.
What have you got for us, Craig?
I've got some songs that are bigger than the movie.
Yep.
And I Hate My Pet.
Oh, God. I'll explain why. Let's do the Hate My Pet first. I'll tell you why, right? I've got a cat called Velvet that I've had for 16 years. She's 18 and a half now. She hates me because she's not very well. I have to throw tablets down her throat and then grip her mouth shut. But I love her. But about 2 years ago, we bought a dog, a Westie. And I can't stand her. She just stinks. She licks me all the time. You have to take her out for a walk. It's like having a four-year-old for about 15 years. tell me about the animal you don't like.
Well, look, there's only two occasions that I hate her.
Yeah.
One, she stares at me when I'm eating.
Yeah.
I hate it. I can't stand anyone looking at me when I'm eating, let alone a pet.
Wow.
And she always gets her tail in the way when I'm watching something.
Yeah, here's the thing, and please don't hate me, animal rights people, you're not allowed to dock their tails anymore, are you? It was so much easier when their tails were docked as puppies.
Well, you say that, but, they dock Dobermans. I've never seen a long-tailed Doberman.
What the heck? Well, maybe they're born with short tails. No.
I don't think they are.
What? Okay, here's a question. How long are Doberman's tails when they're born? Oh, three? Maybe not. Go on, what was the other thing you got?
The jazz singer. Their songs were bigger than the movie.
Well, hang on. What's the song, the jazz singer?
Something on the Rocks.
Right. The fact that you can't name the song indicates that it's not bigger than the movie.
On the Rocks.
Yeah, but you just said the jazz singer as the song.
Well, I originally thought it was called the soul singer, so...
What?
I got very bad memories.
Yeah, go on, give us another one.
Xanadu from Xanadu.
Oh, yeah, I'll have... Xanadu from Xanadu. We'll take Xanadu from Xanadu. Morning, Lee.
Good morning, Ian. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you, boss. What you got for us?
Well, I've broken something.
Yeah, go on.
I broke my cat's tower. You know, they climb up those towers.
Oh, the scratching post towers. You broke it. How did you do that, man?
I kind of tripped over and just landed on it. And I'm a big fella.
No, hang on a minute, Lee. No, you didn't. You did what we all did. You had a little sit on it. You had a little sit on it and you played with the catnip balls. We've all done it. But you're a bigger lad than me.
This is very true.
Yeah. Have you got a song better than Aha?
Can I try two?
Yeah, go on.
Can I have it? Right, Scatman John.
For crying out loud, that's a terrible, terrible suggestion. Go on, try one more.
All right, Bobby McFerrin, be happy.
Thanks very much for calling. I mean, awful, awful suggestions.
0333 00 00. 2 weeks ago we had 4 calls. Last week we had 10. This week we've had 7 in the first hour. Dear God. I'm Ian Lee, this is Virgin Radio.
Classic tracks.
New music.
Virgin Radio.
Turn them in.
sign. Leonette, Brass, Nap, Lenny, Bruce, and Lester Banks. Birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom. Symbiotic, patriotic, slam, but nap. Right?
Right.
It's the
bigger than films. Raindrops keep falling on my head. Now, that was that Butch Cassidy? I think it was. Gaz says, Against All Odds by Phil Collins from the film of the same name. Was there a film? Is that from a film? Getting some lovely, some nice tweets as well about your nans. Lots of Italian nans out there. 0333 00 Guys, I've got to tell you, there's a new phone-in show in town, and it's on right now. It's news, isn't it?
Virgin Radio Sports Headlines.
Former Premier League referee Mark Clattenburg has urged refs to show more caution when reaching to their pocket.
Yes.
Speaking on our sister station TalkSport, Clattenburg says officials should try to keep 11 men on the pitch where they can. Today, Newcastle host Tottenham at 1:30 in the Premier League,
football.
Whilst West Ham travel to Manchester United for the 4 o'clock
more
kickoff.
Football.
Alexis Sanchez has returned to training with Arsenal as manager
football.
Arsene Wenger insists the forward will not be sold. The Chile international sat out Friday's 4-3 win over Leicester City
football.
With an abdominal injury.
Ooh.
Johan Blake explained the delayed start to the men's 4x100 metres final
running,
in London
running.
For the injury to teammate Usain Bolt. The Jamaican star pulled up on the final leg. Roger Federer faces
tennis.
Alexander Zverev
tennis.
In the final of the Rogers Cup in Montreal later today. And it's the final day of the US PGA Championship
golf.
At Quail Hollow. American Kevin Kisner leads the field
Don't
on 7 under par with a one-shot
the other radio
lead.
Station.
That's your sport, powered by TalkSport.
He mentioned it again!
Classic tracks. New music.
Virgin Radio.
Yeah.
New music. This is Virgin Radio.
I never thought I'd miss you half as much as I do.
Drumming along to that song, right? And normally when I drum along, I just do the hands, because the hands I can do. But I thought today I'd try and incorporate the feet, because the drums are played with feet as well. And it was a painful reminder why I cannot be a drummer. It's because your feet and the hands have to do separate things when you're playing the drums. And the feet was going fine. And as soon as I bring the hands in, the feet want to copy the hands. So I can never be a drummer. And it's all madness's fault. Good morning, dear listener. This is Ian Lee. It's a brand new phoning show in town. You are welcome to take part. I'm going to sit here and throw nonsense at you. You can jump up in the air and try and catch it like a dog catching a stick. Not calling you dogs. That would be rude. Although, or you can phone in about absolutely anything you want. The telephone number, here it comes. 0333 00 You'll speak to Jane, she'll take your name and number, and may even call you back if you're lucky. So here's what we've had so far. Songs that are bigger than the films they come from. Loads of you, of course, suggesting Elvis. Love Me Tender, Jailhouse Rock, Viva Las Vegas. One of the newspapers today is giving away a free Elvis movie DVD. No one wanted to watch that rubbish in the 60s. No one wants to watch it in the 21st century. I'm sorry, guys. Unless it's a concert movie, I'm out. Controversially, the conversation of films bigger than movies. Dean has suggested Live and Let Die. Live and Let Die. No, I'm not going to allow that, because Live and Let Die, if I were to go home now and Live and Let Die were on the telly, I would happily sit down and spend 2 hours watching it. It's a cracking film. I'm not having that. 0333 00 00 00. The most controversial phone-in topic this morning has been, what is your nan good at cooking? It's, loads of you going, yeah, I had an Italian nana, and, you know, she cooked like wicked... what do they cook in Italy? Pasta, that's it, pasta, yes. But quite a few of you, it's brought up horrific childhood memories of either awful food cooked by someone whose mental capacity was diminishing, or your grandparents dying when you were about 4 or 5. So I'm really sorry. It was meant to be a bit of fun. It's turned into something quite macabre. Other things you can call in about. What have you broken this week? Is there a song better than Take On Me by A-ha? I hate my pet. Oh, and what is the worst concert you've ever been to? Ever, ever, ever. Maybe you left it early, maybe you went to the... What was the most stinkiest concert where you felt the band was ripping you off and you wanted your cash back? 0333 00 00 00. I'm Ian Lee, this is Virgin Radio.
Just give me a glimpse, I have to know.
unbelievable. You're unbelievable.
Classic tracks.
New music.
This is Virgin Radio.
This is Ian Lee. This is Virgin Radio. There's a new phone-in show every Sunday morning from 10 o'clock in the morning until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Just sit here, play music, and talking complete and utter balls. There's nothing heavy, nothing, you know. Although I have upset a lot of people by reminding them of their dead grandmothers and their grandmothers who almost poisoned them. So, sorry about that. You want to call in? 0333... No, hang on. Let's have another run-up at that. Yes. 0333 00 0 0 0 0 0. Thank you very much indeed. Good morning, Dom.
Hi, is that Ian?
Yes, is that Dom?
Oh, it is, yeah. Oh, thanks for taking the call, Mr. Jury and the Blockheads. I'm a big fan of your rhythm stick.
Flipping it. What is wrong with everyone today?
I need you to help me settle an argument, please.
Yes, okay.
Right, well, my lover, Gary, he reckons that the greatest living British comedian is Richard Herring.
Okay, very funny man. Richard Herring, very funny man.
I think it's Lenny Henry. Who's right?
Oh, man alive. I mean, the Delbert Wilkins radio show and Three of a Kind were awesome, but I've got to say, I think Richard Herring just nudges it past Sir Lenwood.
Okay.
That will mean nothing to anybody under the age of 35. But trust me, in the 70s and 80s, kids, playgrounds around the country were filled with people going, okay. Because I don't even remember what the character was, but it was one of Lenny Henry's. Thank you for that, Dom. Alan!
Morning, Ian!
Oh, how great that you've not only found the phone number for Virgin Radio, you've remembered it!
We're going on speed dial.
Sorry?
We're going on speed dial.
You've got it on speed dial. That's well, why don't you call it between 1 and 4 on weekdays and speak to Kate Lawler?
Because I'm always busy on a weekday. You look after me, Mum.
Ah, yes, yes.
Well, I'll talk Sunday dinners.
Lucky for Kate, unlucky for me. Oh, there you go, Alan. What you got?
I'm cooking Sunday dinner at the moment.
Have you ever cooked a Sunday dinner before?
Yes.
And you're doing a full roast?
Yeah, brisket and beef.
Oh, tell me, how are you... This is important. How are you doing those potatoes?
We're doing them boiled and roasted.
Okay, well, unfortunately, Alan, your phone's breaking up, so we're going to have to say goodbye.
Bye.
There we go. That was delightful bunch of idiots. Got to be careful with the roasts. You got to be careful with the roasts. It's a long time since I cooked a roast, but boy, oh boy, I cook a blooming good roast, right? You parboil it, then you put it in the colander. Parboil it for about 12 minutes, put it in the colander, give it a shake around so the edges get... Then you put it in the oil. Saying that, I've not cooked a roast for years. 0333 00 0 0 0 0 is the telephone number. Songs that are more famous than the films they come from. The worst concert you've ever been to. There's been a report that a few festivals this week, the last 7 days, have kind of not gone according to plan. There was the Hope and Glory thing in Liverpool last week that got cancelled on day two. No festival today. And then I've seen a couple of other festivals where people have been queuing for up to 11 hours to get in. 11 hours! Nothing's worth queuing for 11 hours! So stinky festivals and bad concerts and anything else you want to call in about. It really is a very relaxed Sunday morning. 0333 00 0 0 0 0 is the telephone number. You'll speak to Jane. She's very delightful. She'll take your name and number and call you back. I'm Ian Lee. This is Virgin Radio. Virgin Radio.
Classic tracks. New music.
Virgin Radio.
tracks, new music. This is Virgin Radio.
X's and O's, you see, it's clever. Thank you very much indeed, Emma. There we go. It's the Meters. That's the Meters on Virgin Radio. 0333 00 0000. What was your nan best at? Cooking? The worst concert you ever went to in your life? Do you hate your pet? Or if your pet hates you, if you're the only, you know, the pet will go and sit on everyone's lap, but as soon as you come home, it starts growling and yapping at you. 0333 00 0000. I mentioned this story earlier. This is, when was this? This was Friday. This is my favourite story of the week, right? It's nuts. Michael Owen, the football man, okay? I don't know anything about sports, but I know that Michael Owen is a football man, right? I'm going to read you this entire story because it's beyond belief. Michael Owen has only watched 10 films. What? That's the start of... That's the first line. Michael Owen has only watched 10 films. The second line is even better. And 6 of them were Rocky movies. Oh, my... How could you... How... Hang on. Yes, how could you not watch films? I love films. And the football legend says he didn't particularly like any of those flicks he saw. I just can't get into them, he said. I don't like to be kidded. What? Kidded? Do you mean you don't like... Well,
actors pretending they're other people in scenarios that aren't real. Is that kidding? Of the Sylvester Stallone Rocky blockbusters, Owen said the Oscar-winning original was rubbish. He declared critical flop Rocky IV, his favourite film. Rocky, imagine if... What's your favourite film of all time? Of all time? Yeah, of all time. All time, ever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rocky IV. He reckons Robert De Niro and Al Pacino's 1995 classic Heat wasn't great. I'll give you that. I thought Heat was a terrible movie. And 1990 Demi Moore film Ghost was all right, but he added, I can't really remember what happened. Jurassic Park was quite good, although he said he had to watch it twice after training for games with Arsenal and Manchester United. It was painful. But, I love this story so much. His worst film experience was watching Cool Runnings about the Jamaican Olympic bobsleigh team with his future wife Louise when he was 17. Michael said, I went along with it to try to impress her. As soon as she pressed play, I was in hell. What? That story just raises so many questions, but their marriage is built on a sham. She thinks he likes Cool Runnings. He only watched it to impress her. 0333 00 00 00. I'm Ian Lee. This is Virgin Radio.
Every inch of sky's got a star. Every inch of skin's got a scar. I guess you got everything now. Every inch of space in your head is filled up with the things that you read. I guess you got everything now. Every film you've ever seen fills the spaces up in your dreams. That reminds me. Every usual road's got a sign. Every boy uses the same line. I pledge allegiance to everything now. Every song that I've ever heard.
Got everything now. everything out. I'm in the black again. Can't make it back again from everything now.
Classic tracks. This is Virgin Radio.
No idea what the words are to this song, and it turns out that quite a few of the songs we play today, I've got no idea what they're singing. It's not even that horrible thing of misheard lyrics. I'm just hearing murmur bear 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 bear. I mean, that's how old's that song? 30 years old, and all I can hear is a bear 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 bear. Ah, well. Oh. That came in quicker than I expected, but still. You gotta watch out with Chico Arnez. But this is he. 0333 00 0000. Earlier on in the, start of the show, I dared you to come up with a song that was better than Take On Me by A-ha. I am suggesting that Take On Me by A-ha is the best song of all time. We've had people come on and suggest some absolute dross. Well, I'm pleased to say that Katie has risen to the challenge. Good morning, Katie.
Hip, hip, hip.
Hip, 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 Katie. What have you got for us? You think you've got a song better than Take On Me by A-ha?
Ian, I think I've got three songs better for you.
You heard what happened to the last sucker that said that? They were shot down in flames and they're still at home now nursing their wounds.
Rightly so, Ian, but I've got something special for you.
Oh.
Oh.
Do you want the first one? In reverse order, this one might make it.
Okay.
I've got Romeo and Juliet, Dire Straits.
Oh. Oh. Oh, thank you for making me laugh, Katie. That's a terrible suggestion.
Nonsense. Shall we move on?
Yes, I think we ought to save your embarrassment.
I've got Pretty Little Angel Eyes by Shawadi Wadi.
For crying out loud, I mean, give me a second. This is a really good phone-in, right? Name a song better than A-ha's Take On Me. And nobody is taking it seriously. Shawadi Wadi? Shawadi Wadi?
If you listen back to it, you'll realise that it is actually a classic.
You better have something. You better have like a horseshoe in your boxing glove for this last one, Katie. Because
wait for it.
Go on.
It is FaceTime Continuum by Marnie Coppola.
Say that face. Oh, FaceTime Continuum by Marnie Coppola will only mean something to a very small number of you. It's a great song. And Marnie Coppola is a genius.
Yep.
Do you know she wrote a song for me? She wrote a song for me and sent it to me last night.
No way.
Way.
Can we hear it?
No. Just for me. It's got swears in as well. Katie, nice try, but you're wrong. You are wrong. Shawadi Wadi. Kids, seriously, when everyone talks about the 70s being brilliant and like David Bowie and Black Sabbath and stuff, no. I grew up in the 70s, right? It was mainly Shawadi Wadi and Gary Glitter. So the 70s pretty much sucked.
Classic tracks, new music. This is Virgin Radio.
Virgin Radio Sports Headlines.
Former Premier League referee Mark Clattenburg says video replays should be used in the Premier League. Oh. Speaking on our sister station Talk Sport this morning, Clattenburg says officials should be able to use the technology for more than just goal line decisions. Today, Newcastle hosts Tottenham at 1:30 in the Premier League, whilst West Ham travel to Manchester United for the 4 o'clock kickoff.
Yes.
Alexis Sanchez has returned to training with Arsenal as manager Arsene Wenger insists the forward will not be sold. He sat out Friday's 4-3 win over Leicester City with an abdominal injury.
Oh.
So Mo Farah says he won't go back on his decision to retire from the track after failing to win gold in last night's 5,000-metre final at the World Athletics Championships in London.
I like Mo.
The four-time Olympic champion won silver as he bowed out.
That's not bad.
And it's the final day of the US PGA Championship at Quail Hollow. American Kevin Kisner leads the field on 7-under par with a one-shot lead. That's your sport, powered by TalkSport.
Stop mentioning the other stations! Morning, this is Ian Lee. Afternoon! Balls! It's after 12.
Classic tracks, new music. This is Virgin Radio.
I always find that slide from morning to afternoon very, very traumatic. 0333 00 00. The worst concert you ever went to, and what was your nan bad at cooking?
Gone and close the curtains, 'cause all we need is candlelight. You and me and a bottle of wine, and I'll hold you tonight. Well, we know I'm going away, and how I wish it were so. So take this wine and drink with me. Let's delay our misery. Say tonight, fight the breakup, don't come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Say tonight, fight the breakup, don't come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. There's a log on the fire, and it burns like me for you. Tomorrow comes with one desire, to take me away from the truth. It ain't easy to say goodbye. Darling, please don't stop to cry, 'cause girl, you know I've got to go. Lord, I wish it wasn't so. Say tonight, and fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone. Say tonight, and fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone. That I could stay. Girl, you know I've got to go. Oh, Lord, I wish it wasn't so. Say tonight, fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone. Say tonight, fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone. Say fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone, say tonight. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Tomorrow I'll be gone.
Classic tracks. New music. This is Virgin Radio.
Oh no.
wrong with me? You're a real life fantasy. You're a real life fantasy. But you're moving so carefully. Let's start living dangerously. So tell me, baby. Been dangerous.
Friday for the show I do on Talk Radio. David Hamilton. Diddy, I'm meeting Diddy David Hamilton for a cup of coffee. Again, that's one for the over 40s. I appreciate that, but me and David Hamilton having a cup of coffee. Who'd have thought it? Oh yes, Talk Radio, weeknights from 10. I mean, I should really, but be churlish of me not to. 0333 00 00. Here's the story I meant to do at the start of the show. Geeky Girl, I'll come to you in a second. Here's the story I meant to do at the start of the show, and the whole show was going to be based around this, and I forgot. Well, we've got 45 minutes, so we can. Chimps have been taught how to play rock, paper, scissors. I call it rock, scissors, paper, but should you ever have a quarrel with a chimpanzee, there's now a simple way to settle your differences. For after being taught to make tools and even to communicate with humans, our primate cousins have learnt a new trick, how to play rock, paper, scissors. I call it rock, scissors, paper. But if you want to phone up now for a game of rock, scissors, paper... No, hang on, what do we call it? Yes. On the radio, we can do this, guys. 0333 00 00. But although the monkeys understand the playground game, often used to decide who should get their way, to about the same level as a four-year-old human, it takes chimps a while to grasp some of the finer points. What are the finer points of rock, scissors, paper? What particularly baffles them, scientists found, is that scissors, which always lose to rock, are better than paper, which always beats rock. So hang on a minute. You've taught the chimpanzees how to play the game, but the thing they don't understand is how to play the... 0333 00 00 is the telephone number. Geeky Girl!
Hello!
Happy afternoon to you. Happy afternoon! No, that's not a saying! I said that as though it was a thing, like good morning, happy afternoon.
Well, that could be a new thing, couldn't it? You can start it.
We can. We're going to start now from midday onwards. You say happy afternoon.
Happy afternoon.
Happy afternoon, geeky girl. What have you got for us,
thank
boss?
Thank you. Well, first of all, whether it's chimps playing rock, scissors, paper, but not understanding how to play it.
Do you want a quick game of it?
Go on, I'm feeling lucky.
All right. 1, 2, 3. What have you got?
Paper.
Oh, mate, I've got scissors and I'm showing it on Periscope so people can see. Have one more game. Ready? 1, 2, 3. What you got?
Scissors.
Oh, mate, I've got a rock, and if you're watching on Periscope, you'll see that's true. I'm sorry about that. What did you call in for?
Well, you know, you were talking about songs that are bigger than the films.
Songs that are bigger than the films, yes, that they came from.
This one might be controversial a little bit, but I'm gonna put it out there. Okay, so this one, I feel the song and the computer game were much better than the film, based on the fact I can't remember much about the film, but the song and the game I loved.
Go on.
GoldenEye.
I don't know how the GoldenEye song goes.
Wasn't it Shirley Bassey belting it out?
No, that's Goldfinger.
No. She came back and did GoldenEye.
Does she only sing songs that have got the word gold in?
Possibly.
I tell you what I thought you were going to say. And here's a great one. I've never seen the film Electric Dreams.
Oh, good song. I didn't know it was a film.
Yeah, there's a film. It's about a man who spills champagne on a computer and the computer, they fall in love. But I've never seen the film. In fact, I was fingering the DVD in FOP the other day and I thought, well, maybe I should buy it. No, I won't. But the song is way more famous than the film.
Definitely. That's a good one.
Thank you very much indeed. 0333. Before you go, one more quick game. Go on. 1, 2, 3. You go. What have you got?
Scissors.
Oh, mate, I've got rock.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, I'm on a winning streak. 0333 00 0333 00. If you want to play rock, scissors and paper on the radio, we can actually make this happen. So they've taught monkeys how to play it, but monkeys don't understand why scissors beat paper and why paper beats rock. So they don't understand it. That's just not a story. Let me do some more reading on that. Let me do some more research. Hang on.
There's a devil at your side, but an angel on her way. Someone hit the light, 'cause there's more here to be seen. When you caught my eye, I saw everywhere I'd be, and wanna go till you came on your own. That's how you leave, with hope in your as you fall apart. Some things should be simple, even an end has a start. Someone hit the light, 'cause there's more here to be seen. When you caught my eye, I saw everywhere I'd be, and wanna go till you came on your own. That's how you
Classic tracks.
New music.
Virgin Radio. Tracks.
New music.
Virgin Radio.
Yep, that's The Cure. That'll be The Cure, then. Well, I met Robert Smith once, and he smiled at me. So, that's something. That's something, isn't it? He smiled. He's a big lad, Robert Smith. Very tall. Very, very tall. Broad-shouldered. Let's go to Sally. Good, happy afternoon, Sally.
Happy afternoon, Ian. You're right.
I'm all right. Thank you very much indeed. What have you got for us on this Sunday?
Okay. Food your nan used to cook.
Yes.
Irish stew.
Now, what is Irish stew? I've got no idea. I don't know what stew is, and also what the difference between a stew and a casserole is.
Okay, it's vegetables, potatoes,
yes,
gravy.
Yes.
And then you stick a leg of lamb in.
Oh, yes!
And just leave it for a couple of days.
Days! You leave it for days!
Yeah, you can leave it for a couple of days till all the meat falls off the bone.
Flipping heck! That is filth, but I want it right now. You know, I was a vegetarian for nearly 27 years, right?
Yeah.
And then I started eating meat about 3 years ago. Man alive. Man alive. Mm. Meat is good. Meat is good.
Okay. And better than aha.
Yes.
Erasure. Respect.
Ooh, hang on a second. That's, give a little respect to me. do you know what? It's by far and away, Sally.
Yeah.
The best suggestion we've had on. Better than. Couldn't you believe some chance have phoned up and suggested a song by Shawaddy Waddy?
I know, that's just awful. Terrible.
I'm gonna say it's like 0.2. Not as good as Take On Me by... but only 0.2 not as good.
Okay.
Hang on, let me just consult the charts. Hang on a second. I've got the hang on a minute. yeah, it's close, but it's just 0.2 not as good, I'm afraid. Hey, I tell you what, to make it up, do you fancy a quick game of rock, scissors and paper?
Yeah, go on then, you go first.
All right, you count us in.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Go on, what you got?
No, you go first.
No, go on, you tell ladies first.
Okay, paper.
Oh, mate, it's scissors. I'm so sorry. And if you're watching on Periscope, periscope.tv/in, you'll see that there is absolutely no cheating going on whatsoever. We're not allowed to. Ofcom, we're not allowed to. Ever since Russell Brand phoned up Manuel and said some rude things, you're not allowed to cheat. Not allowed to cheat. Thank you, Sally. 0333 00 is the telephone number. You've got the gist of things now. Sunday mornings, 10 till 1. There's a new phone-in show in town, guys. I'm going to throw stuff out at you. But. You are welcome to call in about any old iron. Honestly. 0333 00 I'm Ian Lee. This is Virgin Radio.
Virgin Radio.
Classic tracks. New music.
Virgin Radio.
Try to keep you close to me, but life got in between. Tried to square, not be in there, but say that I should have been. Hold back the river, let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river so I can stop for a minute and see where you hide. Hold back the river, hold back. Once upon a different life, sky. But now we call against the tide, those distant days all flashing by.
Hold back the river, let me look in.
one that let us hold each other.
Lonely water, lonely water, won't you let us wander? Let us hold each other. Hold back the river, let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river so high. Stop for a minute and be by your side. Hold back the river, hold back. Hold back the river, let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river so high. Stop for a minute and be by your side. Hold back the river, oh. Lonely water, lonely water, won't you let us wander? Let us hold each other. Lonely water, lonely water, won't you let us wander? Let us hold each other.
Classic tracks, new music.
Virgin Radio.
Tried to hurt me, but now I know.
A bundle of lies, you know that's all that it was.
I've just remembered what the whole show was supposed to be about, literally with 20 minutes to go. What an idiot. What an idiot. A waste of the morning. Wasted your morning. It'll be worth it. Still gonna do it. So here's the thing. There's a brilliant thing in the... what newspaper is this? It doesn't matter. It's The People, right? Famous people, when they stopped being famous and went and got real jobs. Real jobs, you know. I'm being slightly dismissive of... You know, but... This is... Because remember last week we talked about Sid Little. His wife runs a restaurant and he works there as a waiter. Lovely Sid Little. Well, they've got... some of these people I've never heard of. Mark Fahili, he was in Westlife, apparently. He now spends his days serving, say it properly, crepes and drinks from a van at festivals. Hey, listen, I'm not... Everyone's got to earn a living. Everyone's got to earn a living. Here's my favourite, though. Jim McDonald from Coronation Street. You know, the drunk Irishman? Not playing up to stereotypes there. To be sure. He kept saying, to be sure. To be sure. He now leads a quiet life running his farm shop with his partner. Charlie Lawson, that's the actor's name. His real name isn't Jim McDonald. 57. Quit Corrie in 2000 after 11 years. Opening his Prestbury's farm shop in Cheshire in 2010, he said... Now, here's the thing. I don't know if he's Irish in real life. Or is he? The accent, I don't know. I've been an actor for 31 years and I'm lucky I've always been busy, but I don't want to get to 70 and think I've never had a crack at doing something different. Hang on a second. Steven Seagal is a deputy sheriff in New Mexico. What? Steven Seagal is a deputy sheriff in New Mexico. Seagal, 65, previously spent years in law enforcement training before developing a special interest in border issues. Wowzers. And Tiffany runs a shop. And of course, we all know Zamo makes keys. We all know Zamo makes keys. Good luck to them. Hey, here's something. A friend of mine told me the other day that Nick Hancock, you know Nick Hancock, who used to do They Think It's All Over? I was on there twice. Literally two of the worst nights of my life, apart from when I was eight out of 10 cats. That was horrific. But someone told me that Nick Hancock is now a mortgage advisor in Yorkshire. Now, that cannot be true, can it? Well, you've got 18 minutes. 0333 00 0333 00. Celebrities you've seen in other jobs. And did Nick Hancock sell you your mortgage? I'm Ian Lee, this is Virgin Radio.
Getting high.
Getting high.
Getting high on humans.
Sitting in the next seat, dead heat, summer. Staring at the ground in a lucid light. I can feel a heartbeat built like thunder. Running round my head in a holy fire. Open up the doors, let me feel that zephyr. Freshen up the air underneath the streets. Now I'm locking eyes with a silent stranger. Don't run, don't hide. And I can feel the static rising up and out your mouth. Wind making waves of conversation. Gotta wash your energy. Cause I'm getting high, getting high. I'm getting high on humans. The headstrong, dead, long halo. Caught up in a skin, gotta fight the grind. I can make your day glow sun to rainbow. Color in your step, let me lose your mind. Animate the air with a stone cold question. Do you have the time? Do you hate your life? Now I'm locking eyes with a silent stream.
Classic tracks, new music. Virgin Radio. This is Virgin Radio. Virgin Radio.
But life still goes on. I can't get used to living without, living without, living without you by my side. I don't want to live alone. Hey, God knows, got to make it on my own. So baby, can't you see, I've got to break free.
Yes!
I've been in Brian May's garage. He was there. He knew. He knew I was. He was there. It wasn't. I didn't, you know, didn't bunk in and try and nick something.
Well, every Sunday between 10 and 1, there's a new phone-in show in town, dear listener. It's hosted by me, Ian Lee. You can follow me on Twitter at Ian Lee. If you've enjoyed the show, I do weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio. I'll just retune your thing. Oh, flipping it, Gatford. Oh, hang on a minute. Let me try that again. Oh, flipping it, Gatford!
Yeah, hi, I got two people that were famous that are now doing normal jobs.
But, mate, you've been... You, listen, can we just... Yeah. You've been on already.
Yeah, but I got two easily
crackers. You're easily the dullest caller.
But so, these are good.
But I bet they're not!
I bet you they are.
Go on, then.
Floella Benjamin... was it after her days on Playaway and Play School was a teacher?
She's in the House of Lords.
Yeah, but then she was
in the House of Lords. Next.
Do you remember a television show on Channel 4 in the night? It's called the 11 o'clock show.
Oh, go away. That's rude. That is rude. That is just rude. Ban him. I don't want to ever talk to him again. Banned. John Jackson's up next. Busy day on Virgin Radio. Thanks for listening to me.
I've been thinking, I've been humming, I've been picking.